Welcome to the Everything EC podcast. I'm your host, Carla Ward, and today I have an incredible guest joining me who is profoundly impacting education and the arts in Chile and across the world. I am thrilled to introduce Elena Lozon, an accomplished visual artist and the content director at Nube Lab, a pioneering initiative that is reshaping education through the power of art. Through Nube Lab, Elena and her team have challenged the traditional boundaries of education, which you know I always love, creating a dynamic space where children are free to explore, imagine, and express themselves through art. They've been working closely with teachers, schools, and communities to bring the transformative power of the arts into the lives of students across Chile. Today, Elena will share her inspiring journey, the philosophy behind Nube Lab, and how they're measuring the impact of their innovative approach. We'll explore the incredible intersection of art and education and discover how Nube Lab is changing the lives of children and educators alike. And something cool that I learned from Elena beyond what they're doing is that Nube is cloud in Spanish. So let's not delay any longer. Let's dive into chatting with Elena and the incredible work she is doing at Nube Lab. Welcome to the show, Elena. I am so excited to have you here to talk about a very cool, let's say, method that you run in Chile.
Thank you, Carla. I'm very pleased to be here talking from Chile to Canada and expecting people from other places to get to know our project.
So we connected because I read about Nube Lab in a magazine. I can't even remember what magazine now. And I just had to reach out to you and have you on the podcast because I feel that everybody needs to learn about the very cool stuff you're doing over at Nube Lab. So let's start off by telling us who you are and what Nube Lab is.
Great. Well, my name is Elena, as you said. I'm an artist, a visual artist. I was born in Argentina. I studied art in Argentina. Then I married a Chilean. So I came to live to Chile. And when I came to Chile, I did a master's degree, and at the university, I had a teacher from an art class called Paula de Solmiñac. And after I graduated, she invited me to start working together. And there was this idea that the arts had something to say in education. So we started Nube from an intuition without knowing very well what we were doing. That's the truth. We just knew that the processes involved in the art workshops had something to give to education in general. So we started receiving children in an extracurricular program in a space at Parque Padre Hurtado. It's a park in Santiago, Chile. We were five artists at that time, and children got into a bus and came to the park. And at the park, we developed art classes with them. So that was our start. And but from the very beginning, Nube had a very distinguished characteristic, that is that we also started working with anthropologists. So there was this branch of investigation involved in the project that enabled us to understand what we were doing from another perspective. And that is why our project developed so fast, I would say. So to make the story short, we were extracurricular for like 2 years. The project went well. We started receiving more children. And in 2014, we made piloto, like a mock-up project at a school, inside a school, as well as we were still working at the park. So at the school, we were the art class of these children. And at the park, we were the extracurricular activity. And we compared both experiences. And from that experience, what we concluded was that in order to be able to impact on public policies, we needed to be curricular, to work inside schools. But on the other hand, that the environment of the park was fundamental to develop what we wanted to develop. So the municipality inside the park built a special workshop just for us, and we started receiving the kids in that workshop. It's the same workshop we used until today, but into a curricular program. So the kids come to the park to have their art classes with us there. And we also work with their teachers. Their teachers also come along. And during the year, we work in methodology. We make classes to the teachers and we accompany their process. That's something also that has been very important in Nube. Nube, I said Nube, but it's Nube. Over the last years, especially since COVID-19, it came very clear to us the importance of working with communities as a whole. So we cannot just work with children. We cannot just work with teachers. We have to work with children, with teachers, with directors, and with the families. So nowadays, we have different lines of programs. We have the curricular program where we receive children all year long. But we also have the Nube Va. It's like the Nube Go, where we go to places, to communities that cannot come to us. We have the Taller Abierto. It's an open workshop on Saturdays that we receive families to work together in artistic activities. And we mainly develop a lot of pedagogical content so that schools can use our resources. You asked me to introduce myself and I spoke a lot. But my main role at Nube is I'm content director. That's what I do.
Oh my gosh. My educator heart and my business owner heart, they are so full right now because you've combined so much beauty into this, like your business. And that is incredible. And I mean, we know art does not get the respect that it deserves within our school systems. And how do you convince schools that they need this, that this is beneficial to the children?
Well, that's a very interesting question. It's something we talk about in our team, like on a daily basis. But I would say before, I think our project has like a timeline that can be divided before COVID, after COVID. Before COVID, we were very aware that there were a lot of soft skills, like the 21st century skills, that were part of our project, but we didn't know how to name them. It was very natural to us what we were doing, like incorporating the importance of processes, the flexibility that art needs, the collaborative work, the use of the body as a means of thinking as well, not only the head, and you name it. But it seemed like we were the only ones aware of the importance of those skills, you know? And after COVID, people experienced the need in their lives of other forms of interpreting the world, of approaching their environment, approaching education with children locked down without being able to go to school, the importance of being there, using your hands, collaborating with other people. And we started progressing on our research. We've always worked with anthropologists, as I said on the beginning. And we are trying to create our own instruments to measure what we do. So right now we are working on a creativity instrument to measure creativity, another one to measure what the impact of Nube programs on participants, and another one on perception on creativity that is different to what you can develop on creativity. And this we are doing with Catholic University here in Chile, because with their investigators, and this comes from something we did last year with the OCDE. They have they've incorporated in the Prueba PISA a measurement on creativity. So from Chile, very with a lot of humility, we emailed them and we said, this is what we do. And we started talking with one of their investigators and we made a mock-up last year here with a portion of their instrument. But we realized it didn't fit into Chilean context. So that is why we're developing now another set of instruments made of our own. And with that, people tend to need evidence to support programs. So with that, we can show people who make big decisions, school directors, people who finance schools, that what we do has an actual impact that goes beyond having a nice experience, you know, that it really makes a lifetime impact.
I am in like total awe, because I've never thought to measure art, to measure creativity, but you're absolutely right. Those high ups, they like evidence, they like facts. And especially in early childhood education, we keep trying to prove that what we do is so important. And we've got to get those measurements. We've got to get that evidence, and not just like, I know my evidence is 18 years of experience, but it's hard to prove that to a politician. So that is absolutely incredible. So when you talk about curriculum and talk about getting that evidence and integrating your method with schools, are you talking in terms of an art program, or are you talking in terms of merging art with math, language, and science? Like, what is that?
We are talking both. In the arts education spectrum, you have the learning art and you have the learning throughout the arts, let's say. I'm not saying it correctly because I know it in Spanish, but I'm translating it as we speak. And we do both. We teach, we merge, we study the curriculum, the whole curriculum, and we merge artistic goals with goals from other assignments. So our method has what we call art plus. So it's art plus mathematics, art plus language, art plus. And we do that so that we are able to speak in schools' language. At our core, what we would like is that we would not talk about art plus, but talk about things that matter in daily life. So, for example, last year and the year before, we developed short curricular units, like short programs with three or four activities. And each one of them had like a subject. And for instance, in Chile, we still are with this constitutional process. We don't know yet, but our constitution seems to be about to change. So we did this curricular unit called Children's and Citizenship, for example. So throughout art activities, we were encouraging children to think about what it means to be a citizen, what's their relationship with the city, with politics, with democracy, you know, what does that mean for a 10-year-old? Or we have another one called, in Spanish, Entre Ramas y Redes. It's like between branches and networks. And that one was to develop, to help children understand their use of technology, their relationship with technology, and how that can affect their use of language, for example. And so we use the art, we develop artistic activities, but we use the arts as a means to develop other goals from other subjects, and also to relate them to everyday life. You know, we think that learning has to be contextualized, has to mean something to the children, and also to the people who are teaching. It has to mean something to you, so that you can be a figure that inspires your group. So we don't tend to do over our activities like 100 times. We are always creating new content because it has to mean something to us on the first place, so that we can be meaningful figures in front of a class. So we have the curricular goals, we have the arts, and we also have the soft skills that we were talking before. That is also incorporated, because I don't know in Canada, but in Chile, it's very common to talk about soft skills like in a certain hour of your school week, you know, that's called like orientation. And if it doesn't fit there, it doesn't fit anywhere. And we think soft skills have to be developed alongside the curriculum, not like separate area of knowledge.
I agree with you 100%. In our childcare programs, I feel that it's every day, but in our school system, I don't even know if they talk about it. I'm sure some teachers do, but I know their soft skills as being the first page of their report cards. And you either get a needs improvement, a satisfactory, a good, or an excellent. And that's really the only way I think the children know if they're developing their initiative, their collaboration. I don't think it's talked about regularly, and it needs to be, because those skills are what you need to be successful in business. Like, imagine if you hadn't collaborated, your project would never have been developed.
Exactly. The thing is that everything we do is like we incorporate it in the way we work as a team. You know, I said when we started, we were 5 people. Today at Nube, we are 20. So we are like a big group of people. And we are all artists. So we have our own line of work. We understand that today's role of artist is also very involved with society. So what we do at Nube for us is also part of our artistic senses and selves. It's not that I have 2 jobs. I am an artist and I work in education as well as I work on my workspace. And we all feel that like that. So, but the difference is that in my studio, I own my ideas. At Nube, nobody owns any ideas, because we cannot say where ideas start and where they end. You know, someone has an idea and then say it out loud and we start developing it. And it's like the power of collaboration. For me, I've been there like almost 11 years since it started. And I'm always still amazed on that capacity that Nube has of always surprising us, you know, like this turned out into this. Oh, I can't believe it. That still happens to me. And today we are very honored to see that a lot of young people want to work with us. We receive emails all the time. And I think that that has to do with, we are very professional at what we do, but also I think young people are understanding or have another understanding of the value of work, and they are looking for spaces that can mean something in their everyday life, not just a paycheck, but to make a difference, you know? And that is what drives us every day.
Oh, 100%. As somebody who works for herself, absolutely. That thing that sparks your curiosity, lets you use your wonder to create something and to make a difference. And what you are doing is making a difference, because there are so many children who are just not designed to fit into this box of expectations.
Right. Well, now that you mentioned that, one thing that I said before, that in 2014, we had these parallel programs, like the mock-up at a school and the kids at the park. And one of the differences we observed that year was that children at school behaved in a certain way. And at the park, there were kids that carried like a stigma, like he's the one with the bad behavior. He's not a good student. She is whatever you can imagine. And they came to the park with this set of teachers, artist teachers, who didn't know anything about them previously. So there was no prejudice on how these people were. And they could start from zero, you know? And there were teachers coming from schools that, well, we still get that are very surprised on how different these children develop their learning at Nube versus what they do at school, because we allow them to be something else otherwise than a tag they already carry with them at school, and we allow other kinds of behaviors. At Nube, we move chairs, we move tables, sometimes we work on the floor, sometimes we go outside to the park, we can listen to music, we talk a lot. So I think that's very something I personally treasure a lot about a project, also because I'm a mother. So I have children more or less the age of the children we work with. And I think to give a child the opportunity to look at himself or herself with fresh eyes, different to the ones every day telling him or her what they think he or she is, I think that's a great gift.
Beautiful. So when you do teacher training, right? So people can take what they learn with you back to their classrooms?
Yes. Yes, we do teacher training in methodology, but also we provide content. Well, not right now, it's not in English, it's in Spanish. So, but still, we have just launched like a website. It's called escuelanube.org, O-R-G,
okay.
escuelanube.org. And this is something we did during COVID-19 again. We applied for a fund from Fundación Mustakis to help people, other communities, reach our resources. And we won that fund. So with that fund, we developed this website that I just told you. And there we have uploaded activities. They're a little bit different on how we make them at Nube, because at Nube we have this workshop. So this is the format that any teacher could do at school or families could do at home. And there you have videos showing the activity, and you also have the whole curricular resume on how these activities connect with the curriculum, suggestions to adapt the activities to different contexts, etc., etc. We also have music. Since we are artists, we have Aníbal, who is an artist from the Nube team as well. He's a musician, so he makes music for our videos, for our classes. There are other videos that are to ideas to replace materials. So you don't have this, but you can make it your own material by following these instructions and et cetera, et cetera. And also we have come to realize in our experience that teachers, sometimes they don't need methodology or resources. Sometimes they just need stimulating spaces to connect with what they do. So we also try to provide those spaces. We have like a colectivo docente that would be like a teaching team, that's a teacher's team from teachers who have taken Nube courses. We make them to keep in touch over time, and we invite them to different activities. So yes, we are like a big community.
I love that. And I will make sure that website,
Escuela Nube.org.
Perfect. And I will make sure that link is below this podcast and your actual website as well, because that in itself is very, very comprehensive about everything that you do.
Oh, I'm very glad to hear you say that, because we do so many things that sometimes we say, oh, is this clear enough? Will people understand? And we are always like rebuilding our website. So it's great to know you could get a glance of what we do from it.
Oh, it's a beautiful website. I love it. Oh my gosh, Elena, thank you for all that you're doing. And I'm so inspired by what you guys are doing as a team and the difference that you're making in children's lives and teachers' lives, because we can't benefit every child, but we can if we support the teachers and have that trickle effect. So that is huge.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. It's always reconforting to talk to people who encourage us to keep on working, because when work in education can be exhausting sometimes, can also be disappointing sometimes when you don't get to other people to understand the importance of the work. But we are confident that more and more people are becoming aware of the need of programs like ours. And the fact that when the article you read, we were contacted more or less the same way you contacted us. I mean, an email got to Nube inviting us to write an article. I took it, I wrote it on the same way. We were contacted a few years ago to be nominated to 100, that it's Finnish organization that spots organizations throughout the world. And we got into a, well, they spotted Nube as one of Latin America's organizations with most capability of impacting and scaling. So that these kind of things for us are very reconforting.
I love that. And if it keeps you motivated, we will keep going. So this has been amazing. We will make sure that all your links are below this podcast so that people can learn more. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Carla.